Track 2.13.
Welcome to today's show. I'm Neil Hurt, the host of Health Watch. In today's show, we will be speaking to Dr. Julia John, a physician and wellness expert on relaxation techniques. Nowadays, many people are under a lot of pressure, working long hours, facing long commutes, and juggling numerous responsibilities. Dr. John will share some ideas on how we can alleviate the stress and anxiety that can result from such a hectic lifestyle. Dr. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Neil. As you mentioned, our modern lifestyle can actually be a source of a lot of stress, which is detrimental to our health and well-being. Occasionally escaping from it all would be ideal to help us refocus our energies, but that's not always possible. The techniques I will present today are feasible and affordable ways to escape and will help us to find the serenity we need to carry on with our hectic schedules and many competing demands. One of the most highly recommended relaxation techniques is meditation. For listeners who have never done meditation before, I recommend starting with 5 minutes and building up from there. Ideally, this should be done in a calm and quiet place. Sit on a chair or on the floor with an upright posture and your eyes closed. Focus on one thought, repeating a positive mantra or focusing on your heartbeat or breathing. Helps to focus and calm your thoughts. This can be done at 2 or 3 intervals during the day, according to your schedule. Research shows that meditation lowers the heart rate and boosts immunity, bringing benefits not just to the mind, but to the body as well. The second technique I'd like to talk about today, if we can call it a technique, is increasing one's social circle. And this is backed up by the research which shows that socially isolates people have more health problems and are twice as likely to die from heart disease. By joining a club or exercise group or volunteering, we can meet other people and form strong social bonds which reduce stress levels and improves our immune functions. Lastly, and related to the second suggestion somewhat, is to laugh. It might sound silly, but laughing actually has numerous health benefits, such as reducing stress hormones and blood pressure and increasing T cells and endorphins. It's easy to laugh with friends around, but you can watch a funny movie or TV show, which can also do the trick.
Those are some great suggestions, and we can do these things at no cost at all.
That's right.
Thank you, Dr. John. We invite you to join us tomorrow for some more escape techniques by Dr. Julia John, which can help us reduce stress and live a happier and healthier life. See you then!